Hello again, everyone. Martin Zender here. I was on a flight to Atlanta recently, and the pilot came on before takeoff and reminded everybody where the airplane was headed. He said, "If your destination is not Atlanta, Georgia, it soon will be." Well, this is Zender Talk, and if your destination is not Zender Talk, I suggest you jump out a window of this buggy right now, because you're going to hear something shocking today. If you thought Amish underwear was shocking, or my trip to Buffalo last week, if you thought that was shocking, you haven't heard anything yet. I was walking to work this morning, and I received a revelation. Now, God didn't talk to me. I warned you about that earlier, didn't I? God didn't talk to me, but the light came on, and I realized why there is only one God. I'm going to be honest with you folks, as I always have been, I always try to be. If there were more than one God, I'm going to speak for myself here. I was almost going to say we, but I'm going to say I. Let me start that again. If there were more than one God, I sure as heck wouldn't pick this one. Let me explain. This God does hard things. This God is tough. Now, I'm assuming, let's assume that there were another God or several gods with the same goals. They had the same goals as this one, to be all in all, eventually, 1 Corinthians 15:28, to gather up all things together in Christ, Ephesians 1:10, to reconcile all creation to himself, that's Colossians 1:20. Assuming that these alternate gods were taking creation toward the same goal, I personally would shop around for one who would make this route toward the goal a little more comfortable, a little easier. And you would too, I believe. Who in their right mind wouldn't? If there was another God, capital G, another capital G, who said, "Folks, we're going to get to the same destination, but you know what? It's not going to include the crucifixion of an innocent lamb, of Jesus Christ. It's not going to involve World War II. I can do this without World War II. And the other God, capital G, says, "We're going to have to go through World War II. This is necessary. Going to get you to the goal. God, all in all creation reconciled, but we're going to need World War II. We're going to need the crucifixion of the innocent lamb." God B says, "I can do this without September 11th. God A says, "I can't do it without September 11th. The alternate God says that he's not going to involve my children in heartache or pain. He's not going to see my father die last year. My father died last year. God B says, "Don't have to go through that, Martin. And for that matter, you don't have to bang your head on the cupboard either." Folks, I'm human. Give me the easiest way. If I have an option of getting to the same goal, I'll take the easy path. I'm looking out for the comfortable way a lot of the time. That's my flesh, and that's your flesh too. We men, we buy our undershirts, you know, and you have that laundry tag in the back, that stupid little irritating tag with the laundry instructions on it. Now, we've had this incredible breakthrough. You know, they can send men to the moon, so they finally figured out, hey, we're going to print the washing instructions on the shirt. And they do that now. They print it on the shirt, and it's nice and smooth. And if you had the choice, which are you going to take? I'll give you this choice, Martin. You either have this t-shirt with this irritating tag on it, or I'll give you this one with a nice smooth. And they both cost the same. Which one do you want? Oh, I want to be irritated. No, I'm going to take that smooth. One God says, "I'm going to give you a car wreck tomorrow that's going to result in the surgical removal of your spleen." The other God says, "Tomorrow I'm going to cause you to arrive at all your vehicular destinations safely." Which God am I going to pick? It's like these two are running for office. Both capital G's. Which one you going to pick? The first one? Heck no! Don't tell me that there's somebody out there who's going to say, hey, yeah, I bet you, the, you know, this spleen thing, it probably wouldn't feel good, but I'm interested in my character development, and I bet you that 2 weeks in the hospital is just what I need. Not on your life. I'd say, hey, develop my character some other way. Can we do this at home without the car wreck? God B says we can. I choose you. That's just the way I would do it. Folks, this is why there is only one God. Because we don't have the wisdom to make these kinds of choices. Do you let your kids decide what they're going to eat? If you did, they'd eat Pop-Tarts and they'd drink Mountain Dew. They would never have a glass of water in their lives. They would never eat a vegetable. Kids don't have the wisdom, and we're kids to God. We don't have the wisdom to choose our path to know what's good for us. Even Jesus Christ learned obedience through the things he suffered. Hebrews 5, verse 8. Jesus, quote, learned obedience from that which he suffered. There's a deep education that comes from our trials. Who knows, that time you spend in the hospital getting your spleen removed, that might change your life. It might make you realize what's really important in this life. You may have been on a sidetrack, ignoring your kids, working too hard, spending all the time at the office. This slowed you down, made you realize your mortality, changed your life. Happens to people all the time. Wars, trials, accidents. They rearrange their thinking and they look back and they say, you know, that was monumental. I never would have chosen it for myself, but that turned my life around for the better. God has this wisdom. We don't. I thank God there are no options because I don't have the wisdom to choose the right thing. Only God has the wisdom to set this up. You don't see it now. He sees it now. He has the wisdom. He's saying, hang in there. I promise you, you're going to look back on what you've been through and say, thank God you brought me through that. I know you're not saying it now, but you're going to say it then, and you're going to laud God for his wisdom. Another verse I'm going to give you, Ecclesiastes 1:13. It is an experience of evil God has given to the sons of humanity to humble them by it. Humility is good for you. Take it like broccoli. I know you'd rather have a Mountain Dew and a Pop-Tart, but this is the best thing for you. Thank God for it. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy say. I'll see you tomorrow.